This article will be studied during the week of May 25th through 31st. Show insight, and you will find success. Theme text: The one who shows insight in a matter will find success. Proverbs 16:20. Song 135. Jehovah's warm appeal. Be wise, my son. Focus: How showing insight can help us to deal successfully with challenging situations.
Paragraphs 1 and 2 question: What is insight, and how can it help us?
Have you ever been treated without the respect that you felt you deserved? Have you ever been misjudged or wronged by someone? Or have you ever faced a situation that frightened you? If so, you likely know how challenging it can be to respond in a positive way. Thankfully, the scriptures reveal a quality that can help us in these and many other circumstances: insight. Insight is the ability to see into a situation, to look beyond the obvious. It allows us to understand why something may have happened, or why someone may have acted in a certain way. As a result, insight can help us to act wisely, sensibly. For example, it can help us to control our lips and to know when to keep silent. It can help us to keep our anger in check and overlook transgression. It can also help us to accept advice and correction. When we show insight, we not only please Jehovah, but also benefit ourselves and those affected by our words and actions. That is especially the case in situations where we may be tempted to respond rashly or show uncontrolled emotions. Let us consider three Bible accounts that illustrate how insight can help us to remain humble, calm, and fully reliant on Jehovah. Respond with humility rather than with pride.
Paragraph 3 question: Who was Naaman?
To be truly successful, we need to reject pride. Insight can help us to do so. How? Consider the example of Naaman. He lived in Syria, a nation to the north of Israel. Naaman was a prominent man, the chief of the Syrian army. However, he suffered from a terrible skin disease, leprosy.
Paragraph 4 question: How did Naaman show a measure of perception?
Naaman's wife had an Israelite servant girl who told her that there was a prophet in Israel who could cure her husband's illness. Naaman could have thought, "Can a lowly slave girl from an enemy nation really tell me anything useful?" But Naaman showed a measure of perception. Instead of proudly dismissing all that she said, he humbly took her words seriously. He got permission from the king of Syria to go to Israel in search of a cure for his illness.
Paragraph 5 question: What happened to Naaman when he got to Israel?
Naaman arrived at the court of King Jehoram of Israel, hoping to be cured of his leprosy. Jehoram, however, thought that the king of Syria was just trying to pick a quarrel with him. When the prophet Elisha heard about this, he asked Jehoram to send Naaman to him. Things did not turn out the way Naaman expected. Elisha did not even come out of his house to receive Naaman or to speak with him. Instead, Elisha sent a messenger to tell Naaman what he needed to do to be cured.
Paragraph 6, question A: What may have caused Naaman to react with pride to the messenger's instructions? Question B: How did Naaman's servants show insight, and with what result?
At first, Naaman did not react well to the messenger or to the instructions. He became indignant and went away in a rage. 2 Kings 5:11 and 12. Why? Perhaps he felt that he had not been treated with the kind of respect that he deserved as a high-ranking army officer. In addition, Naaman may have felt that Elisha's instructions showed a lack of respect for Syria. Whatever the case, Naaman was ready to give up on being healed and return home. However, His servants showed insight when they begged him to reconsider. Naaman wisely set aside his pride and humbly followed Elisha's instructions. As a result, he was healed.
2 Kings 5:13 and 14 reads,
His servants now approached him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not do it? How much more then, since he only said to you, Wash and be clean?
At that he went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of the true God. Then his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little boy, and he became clean.
Paragraph 7, question. What can we learn from Naaman's experience?
What can we learn from this account? We show insight when we look beyond the obvious, which could include outward appearances. We also show insight when we don't allow our emotions to control us. Insight can move us to be humble. In effect, we admit that we do not have all the answers. We may need help from others, especially from Jehovah. Naaman was not yet a worshiper of Jehovah. Still, he showed some insight by humbly listening to others, his wife's Israelite slave girl, his own servants, and most important, Jehovah's representative, Elisha. Naaman was able to look past his hurt pride. In the end, he made a wise decision that led to success. Before we respond to a matter, such as when we have received scriptural counsel that we do not agree with, or theocratic direction that we do not understand, should we not pause to consider whether what we plan to say or do reflects pride or humility?
Proverbs 22:4 reads,
The result of humility and the fear of Jehovah is riches and glory and life.
The picture collage for paragraph 7 depicts a brother showing insight as he humbly listens to others. He listens to a younger brother give him counsel with the Apply Yourself to Reading and Teaching brochure. He listens as an older sister speaks to him about the congregation's cart witnessing arrangements. He listens as he watches a JW broadcasting program on his tablet. The picture caption reads, Just as Naaman humbly listened to others, we should listen when we are counseled, when others present a problem, or when direction comes from God's organization.
Respond with calmness rather than with anger.
Paragraph 8, question. In what circumstances may we find it difficult to remain calm?
Insight can help us to remain calm and avoid responding to frustrating situations with anger. Admittedly, that is not always easy, because we can be justifiably upset by the unkind or unjust words and actions of others. Consider how David and Abigail showed insight during a tense situation.
Paragraph 9, question. How was David treated by Nabal?
Picture the scene. David and his men are living as fugitives in the wilderness of Paran. While there, they kindly protect the shepherds and the flocks of a wealthy man named Nabal. When sheep shearing season comes, David sends messengers to Nabal, wishing him well and humbly asking for any provisions that he can spare. But Nabal shows absolutely no gratitude for all that David and his men have done for him. He responds very rudely to David's request, even insulting David and his men.
Paragraph 10, question. How did both David and Abigail show insight?
If you had been in David's situation, how would you have felt? It is not hard to imagine why David became very angry. He was a man of strong emotions, and in this instance, he got so angry that he wanted to kill Nabal. In fact, David was on his way to do just that, when he was intercepted by Nabal's sensible wife, Abigail. How did Abigail show insight? She discerned that David was a good man, despite his extreme reaction, so she did what she could to help him to control his anger. She brought him a generous gift and humbly offered some wise advice. David showed insight by paying attention to what Abigail said, recognizing that her words reflected Jehovah's view of the matter. As a result, David calmed down and avoided making a serious mistake.
1 Samuel 25:32 and 33 reads,
"At this David said to Abigail,
'Praise Jehovah, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me, and blessed be your good sense. May you be blessed for restraining me this day from incurring blood guilt and from taking revenge with my own hands.'"
The picture for paragraph 10 shows David listening attentively to Abigail as she kneels on the ground and pleads with him. David's men observed nearby. Abigail's servants wait behind her, holding many gifts. The picture caption reads, "By showing insight during a tense situation, David and Abigail prevented a tragedy from occurring." Paragraph 11, question: how can showing insight help us when we are provoked?
What can we learn from this account? Showing insight can help us to respond peacefully to a matter, even if we have a legitimate reason to be angry. It can help us to consider the consequences of our words and actions.
Proverbs 19:11 reads,
"The insight of a man certainly slows down his anger, and it is beauty on his part to overlook an offense."
When David was reminded of Jehovah's thinking, he was able to get his anger under control. If something angers or frustrates you, reject the temptation to respond thoughtlessly. Turn to Jehovah in prayer and give yourself time to seek his thinking on the matter, which will likely help you to calm down.
Paragraph 12, question: how can others help us show insight and remain calm?
Just as Jehovah used Abigail to help David see beyond the situation, he can use others to help us gain insight into a matter. So before responding to a frustrating situation, consider talking to a mature Christian, someone who can help you to view matters more objectively. On the other hand, if you have the opportunity to help a friend in such a situation, can you imitate Abigail? Can you help your friend to see Jehovah's perspective on the matter? Jehovah will surely bless your efforts to help others show insight and remain calm. Respond with confidence rather than with fear.
Paragraph 13, question: how can insight help us see beyond our fears?
At times, we will face situations that make us feel afraid. Insight can help us to see beyond our fears by remembering that any frightening events in this world become insignificant next to Jehovah's awesome power. Jehovah can help us in any situation, even those that seem hopeless. That lesson shines through in the life of the prophet Jonah. He was a spiritual man, but he needed more insight to succeed in a difficult assignment.
Paragraph 14, question: why may Jonah have been reluctant to accept the assignment Jehovah gave him?
Jehovah gave Jonah a daunting assignment: to go to Nineveh and proclaim a message of judgment to its residents. How would you have felt if you had received that assignment? The arduous journey on foot from Israel to the Assyrian city of Nineveh would have taken Jonah about a month. The Assyrians were known for being aggressive and violent. Nineveh was even called the City of Bloodshed, Nahum 3:1-7. Instead of accepting the assignment, Jonah decided to run away.
Paragraph 15, question: how did Jonah develop greater confidence in Jehovah?
Jonah was on the run when Jehovah reminded him of his power by miraculously saving Jonah's life in a spectacular way. Jonah learned a lesson. He began to see beyond the fearful aspects of the assignment in Nineveh and to focus on the fact that Jehovah could protect him from any danger.
Jonah 2:6-9 reads,
"To the bottoms of the mountains I sank down, The bars of the earth were closing upon me forever. But out of the pit you brought up my life, O Jehovah my God. When my life was ebbing away, Jehovah was the one whom I remembered. Then my prayer came into you, into your holy temple. Those who are devoted to the worthless idols forsake their source of loyal love. But as for me, with the voice of thanksgiving, I will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from Jehovah.
When Jehovah gave him a second chance to accept the assignment, Jonah did not hold back. He went to Nineveh, where his ministry was a great success.
Paragraph 16, question. How can insight help us in fearful situations?
What can we learn from this account? We do not want to let anything, especially fear of man, hold us back in our worship of Jehovah.
Proverbs 29:25 reads,
"Trembling at men is a snare, but the one trusting in Jehovah will be protected."
Showing insight helped Jonah to see past the challenges of his assignment and to focus on Jehovah's support. Similarly, we want to look beyond our fears and reflect on how Jehovah has helped and protected us in the past. We can also meditate on the examples of brothers and sisters who have successfully faced fearful situations or have cared for challenging assignments by relying on Jehovah. May we show insight by fully trusting in Jehovah and helping others to do so too.
The picture collage for paragraph 16 shows the prophet Jonah walking toward the city gates of Nineveh. Also, a teenage brother walks down a school hallway as he is surrounded by things Jehovah disapproves. Rainbow flags are displayed throughout the hallway. A boy is being bullied by another boy. The picture caption reads, "Jonah's example teaches us that insight can help us to accept God's direction and to find success in a difficult situation."
Gaining and safeguarding insight.
Paragraph 17, question. How can we gain more insight?
As we have discussed, showing insight can help us to deal with challenging situations successfully. How can we gain more insight? Jehovah is the most important source of insight, and He gives it to His worshipers by means of His Word and His Holy Spirit. He provides us with advice that we can use to direct our steps and control our emotions. We gain insight as we carefully consider what the Bible says and prayerfully ask Jehovah for His powerful Holy Spirit. This allows us to have a clearer picture of a matter and to know how best to handle it so that what we say and do reflect Jehovah's thinking.
Paragraph 18, question. What are you determined to do?
May we continue to seek and highly value the insight we gain from Jehovah. If we do, we will never stray from the way of insight. Proverbs 21:16. But we will be more determined than ever to show insight at all times and in every situation. As a result, we will find success. How can we show insight as did Naaman, David and Abigail, Jonah? Song 42, The Prayer of God's Servant. End of article.